This is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. Hello, we welcome you back to another Empowerment Podcast session. And we are delighted to have you with us today. Now, if you have a cell phone, I'm sure you can identify with our subject of our discussion for today. And part of it says, check your messages. Let me share this example with you first. I've heard people talking, you know, did you get my message? And the question is, no, well, when did you call me? I call you and they give you the certain date. And they say, well, what was it about? And then they begin to explain to you. And many times your answer is, I didn't get it. But look at this example. Lately, your phone has been ringing incessantly. But for some reason, you have not been available to accept the calls, and neither have you taken the time to retrieve your messages. However, when you did decide to check your messages, you discovered that you had missed several important messages. To name a few, your primary care physician had been trying to reach you to apprise you of the results of a test that you had taken, which warranted your immediate attention. And in addition to that, regrettably, you had missed the change of the date for an interview for a job for which you had applied. On both accounts, you were devastated. You were sorrowful because you didn't know the outcome or what was going to happen, because you did not retrieve your messages on time. So our topic for discussion today is, check your messages. God has sent his blessings and he is waiting on you to receive them. Now we talked about his blessings, because I was encouraged when I read the writings of one of the authors who said, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. That's Proverbs 10 and 22. When God sends a blessing, he adds no sorrow. So I'll review once again. Check your messages. God has sent his blessings, and he is waiting on you to receive them. You have to know that your blessing is already in place, but sometimes we miss them because we don't check our messages. And I was thinking about this story in the Bible here, where we talked about the children of Israel who were led by Moses when they were making their exodus from Egypt. And when they arrived at the Red Sea, they did not believe that they could make it to the other side because conditions didn't seem promising. Why? The Red Sea was in front of them, mountains on either side of them. Pharaoh, along with his army, was in hot pursuit. And through their eyes, there was just no way out. They were terrified. So Moses had to check his messages to see what answer God had for him or for the people, because this was a bleak situation. And God did have a message for Moses to give to the people. Stand still, he said, and see the salvation of the Lord, which was a divine blessing. The Lord God parted the Red Sea, and they went across on dry land. The Egyptians drowned in the Red Sea, but there was no sorrow that day, only joy for the Israelites. In a world filled with challenges and uncertainties, the concept of divine blessings offers a beacon of hope and reassurance. The belief that the blessing of God is waiting on you to come and get it without sorrow is a significant reminder of the boundless grace and love that the divine bestows upon us. This notion encourages us to seek out and embrace the blessings that are inherently ours without the burden of sorrow or regret. Now, we want you to keep that in mind, without the burden of sorrow or regret. Divine blessings are often perceived as gifts that transcend material wealth and success. They encompass peace, joy, love, and spiritual fulfillment. And I might add, good health. These blessings are not reserved for a select few. Rather, they are accessible to all who open their hearts and their minds to receive them. The idea that these blessings are waiting for us suggests a proactive approach to life, where we actively seek out and recognize the goodness that surrounds us. There is much good around us, but do we see it? And moreover, the absence of sorrow in receiving these blessings highlights the purity and unconditional nature of divine love. We're talking God's love. Unlike worldly gains, they may come with strings attached or unforeseen consequences. Divine blessings are meant to uplift and enrich our lives without causing harm or distress. This purity is a testament to the benevolent nature of the divine, who desires our ultimate well-being and happiness. So when we use that term, benevolent nature of the divine, we are talking about that loving nature, a kind nature, a warm-hearted nature, whose desire for mankind is only good. In our daily lives, recognizing and embracing these blessings requires mindfulness and gratitude. It involves acknowledging the small miracles and acts of kindness that we often overlook. Now, by cultivating a grateful heart, we become more attuned to the divine presence in our lives and more capable of receiving the blessings that are meant for us. Let me retrogress a minute here. Cultivating a grateful heart. That means developing, work on developing an attitude of gratitude. Be thankful. Be appreciative. In all things, give thanks. Be grateful. As we summarize this, the belief that the blessing of God is waiting on you to come and get it without sorrow serves as a powerful reminder of the divine love and grace that is always available to us. It encourages us to live with gratitude, seek out the good in our lives, embrace the blessings that are inherently ours, free from sorrow and filled with joy. You must remember that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Remember to check your messages daily. So you're probably asking, what do you mean, check my messages? I'm saying take the time to check your messages to see what God has for you. see what he has instructed you to do, or what he is telling you about where to go to receive your blessings. So you say, I'm still wondering, how can I check my messages from God designed specifically for me? The way you check your messages is to read the word daily. The message is there for you. The answer to every question is there. God tells you how to do it. And when you read the word daily, you pray and you share your desires and your needs with God and wait on the answer. Check your messages daily. There shouldn't be a day that goes by that we don't read an inspirational message, which can be found in God's Holy Writ. So we want you to be encouraged today. Check those messages and let God talk to you and wait on an answer to receive them. But his blessings does not have sorrow attached to it. So we thank God. Remember, every day you have an answer to every question, every problem, every situation. God has sent his blessings. And now he's just waiting on you to receive them. Remember, wait on God. This is the Empowerment Podcast with Bishop Charlene M. Jameson. We want you to join us next Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Blessings upon you all. Remember, you are blessed without sorrow. So what are you going to do? Check your messages.